The Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast.
Well, what up? It is time for our draft. In today's draft, we are going to be doing a Christmas toy draft. The rules of the draft, we're going to lay those out quickly here right now. We have one outside toy, one inside toy, and a wild card. And I'm sure we'll have some honorable mentions once we get the draft juices flowing. Do you like it when I say that, Phil? Draft juices?
No, I don't. But I am excited about this draft. Christmas is so fun as a kid. I actually think it's kind of funner as an adult.
Really?
Yeah, it's really fun seeing your kids open up gifts. Like, they get so stoked on like the stuff that you find. Yeah. And it definitely sounds cliche, but it is true. Like, it's fun watching them get hyped on, you know, random gifts that you buy them. But I'm sure my parents probably thought the same thing about me. And I felt like I had decent lineup of toys that we got, you know. And what's funny too, I was thinking about this today. My dad played the prank on me before it became like social media famous. Probably your parents did too, where he's like, oh yeah, gifts, you know, gifts aren't here, you know, that type of a deal. Did you guys ever have that done? You know how people will like throw that up on social media?
Yeah. I know you're talking about.
Yeah. And my brother and I freaked out, and they said they gave them away, and then eventually we got the gifts. Kind of, it was a good joke. And it was a nice little prank there. But anyhow.
No, Jordan, you ever have any pranks like that or anything? Or no? No?
No, not really.
It's Jordan. I feel like Jordan's like, because of I know the way Jordan is, he had a pretty set list of things that, and he knew what he was getting. Is that true, Jordan?
I never knew what I was getting.
Not exactly. Like, but you had a list. Like, you put a nice little list together, right?
Yeah, usually.
Are you a list guy, Seth? When you were a kid, did you put together a list?
I don't really remember together. Too much, but I probably...
I never put a list together.
Like, my mom would, like, make me have a list.
Oh, so just so she had an idea.
Yeah.
I think, like, I would write the letter to Santa, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I do that.
Yeah, I've done that. But do you guys leave the cookies out?
Cookies, mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. For sure. Cookies. So, milk.
Just looking at our draft results from last week... We had, Seth, can you pull that draft up there for the YouTube page, please? But we had Team A, which was Phil, get 50% of the votes for our Christmas song draft. Team B was Seth, which was Last Christmas, All I Want for Christmas Is You, and Little Saint Nick. Team C with 8% of the votes, which was Jordan, which had Silent Night. Mary, did you know?
Yeah, it was not my best.
And then me, who, you know, I actually chose songs that I rock out to, and maybe if... They could have had the audio of me singing. I would have got more votes, but I got 4.2.
You might have got less votes than that audio of you singing.
This might have been the biggest disparity between first and last.
Yeah.
Probably so. So I had Do They Know It's Christmas, Jingle Bell Rock, and Christmas Shoes. See, I don't think enough people like Christmas Shoes. You know, maybe people are freaked out that the kid got to go to the store alone, Phil, like what you were saying.
Yeah, people got on to like people.
I also don't know how popular that song is with the general population.
It's pretty popular, Jordan.
Like, is it?
Like, I think most people know it. It's been around since the early 90s.
No, early I'm just saying that I know in our circle is popular, but I don't know if it's popular in the, you know, like just the general population.
Yeah. No one said anything about Jesus Take the Wheel. I still think that's a Christmas song.
Yeah. Okay. That's a Christmas song. I Am Legend's
is a dog movie.
So this Christmas toy draft, guys, what do we want to do with the order? Do you want to go first, the same order? Because it finished how it started. Do you want to do that, Phil? You can go again, lead this off. We'll go counterclockwise. No,
we can go backwards. We can go. You're saying.
You start.
Yeah, I don't mind starting if that's what you...
Then Seth, you're still under the weather. You know, this is Sunday night. We'll be releasing this Thursday on YouTube. Seth, you okay to draft?
Yep.
You can pull with it. You can, you know, dig deep, Seth. You can do it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So it's got to be one outside toy, inside toy, and a wild card. And yeah.
And these are personal things we got?
Personal things, yeah.
Yeah.
Personal things.
Okay. I'm going to go with an inside toy. I think this has to be 1.1 regardless, Xbox.
That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah, when you're a kid, parents got us an Xbox, two controllers, my brother and I, and then we eventually got more controllers for when our friends came over. But like having that Xbox, just going ham, playing a bunch of different games, Call of Duty, Halo, football games.
So Xbox off the table. So
we had play, I was going to say gaming systems, because we initially had like N64, and then we got PS2, I think, and then Xbox. I think it went in that order, but I think it, we
Xbox had, or Xbox 360?
I think it was 360.
Okay.
That was like...
You didn't get a regular Xbox?
No, you probably got the original Xbox.
The black one.
The 360 was like popular when I was a kid.
Well, Phil is a lot older than you, Seth. Like,
yeah, yes, that's what I'm saying. He has some years.
I want to say the 360, the white controller.
No, you're 100% talking about you got the black Xbox first.
With yes, with you're right. Wired, you're right.
Yeah. I think you're, yeah, the regular you're, Xbox. Yeah, yeah, when yeah, Xbox yeah, first came out.
Yes. No, we all I think had I got it the year after it came out.
No, still but
for Christmas.
We all had Nintendo 64s and then Xbox came out.
Yes. Then I think that's actually, PlayStation yeah. Too. I was going to say game systems, but I don't know. I
doubt you got all of them.
No, for sure. I just didn't know if that could be still up for grabs.
Yeah, I think a different one could be up for grabs, but Xbox is off.
Yeah, Xbox was my favorite one. N64 is tough to compete with, though.
Like, absolutely.
N64 had some just slamming games. Donkey Kong, that game was huge when you were
yellow,
a kid.
The yellow.
Yes.
But yeah. So you got Xbox.
I got Xbox.
Xbox One. Halo, you know.
Was Call of Duty on that one, though?
No, it wasn't.
No.
Wasn't that was Halo?
So I'm trying to think if I got. Yeah, no, I definitely.
I mean, you also didn't have a TV as a kid, Phil. So I don't even know. Like when I don't know when you started playing video games.
No, we played. So here's the thing: we didn't have a TV as kids up until sixth grade,
this is getting too much background.
Yeah,
story.
So we didn't have a TV until sixth grade, but my dad had. It would be like
a monitor,
where it wasn't like you couldn't get any TV channels.
You just could
on
plug
it.
In the console.
You can plug in the console and game as long as you want. Yeah, which we didn't have a TV, but my brother and I were playing games like until like midnight. You know.
All right, Seth, you're up. You're gonna take another gaming system. What are you gonna do here?
I was going to, but since Phil took the Xbox, I was actually going to take the Wii. That was like one of the best Christmas presents I got as a kid. One of the funnest ones. But I'm actually going to take a different one that it's my all-time gift as a kid, Legos.
That's a good one.
I love Legos. That was probably like the best memory I have as a kid is building Legos after we finished opening up all our presents, like spending hours just building Legos with my brother and my dad. That's like all-time memory for me.
Yeah.
Do you have like, was there a set? Like I was really into those Rock Raiders. I have some of the original Western cowboy Legos. They don't make those anymore. I'm assuming you probably had a Star Wars set.
Well, most of my sets are Star Wars. Yeah.
Most of your sets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And I've seen some of those old West Lego sets on eBay still, but I actually have them right up here in this garage up there on the shelf, a green box of all my old Legos. But yeah, I have the old cowboy pieces, the little handguns, you know, the horses they would ride, whatever. Like I had all the Western, not all, I had a good amount of Western cowboy.
I feel like
Legos.
I had some of those too.
Yeah. They didn't make them super long. And then once they started with Star Wars, that like just kind of took over.
Yeah.
But yeah, Legos is a great, it's a great first round pick right there. No one remembers those Rock Raiders, but I had like, my uncle got me the huge set and it was pretty cool.
Are the rock climbing Lego guys?
No, they were like miners and they would like drill into caves and stuff.
I actually do have a couple sets of those.
And they had the big rock monster guy.
And they had like little gems inside of them.
Yes, exactly.
Yep, I think I still have some of those guys. But funny thing still is my mom every year still gets me a Lego Star Wars Advent. So I still do that every day of December. Cool. So that's a fun thing.
Can you start sending them to us and we'll start posting them on Instagram? Seriously, give us a Lego Advent every day so we can post it.
Like today was a Star Destroyer.
Yeah, no. Send us your Lego.
So you build it?
Yeah. So you just open it up, and on the little flap, it has the directions, and you build them. It
takes about 45 minutes.
It's like
most really kids. Small. It takes like 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's cool.
Is that your inside toy or wild card?
That's my inside toy.
Inside toy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jordan, what do you got here?
I think so. We could still take like games, like so. Even though it's like not like the consoles, the video game consoles taken, we can take like a.
Yeah, a video game.
A video game?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with like, I honestly probably got this every single Christmas, like the new Madden every single year.
Mm-hmm.
So like Madden, like there's nothing like better than that. That's what I wanted every single Christmas, the new Madden. There's nothing better than that. Like that was my favorite video game growing up, so.
And did we do a Madden draft or we did a football game, a sports draft?
What
was your favorite Madden?
Oh, man, I don't even know. Like, I'm trying to think. Like I remember like the one with Ray Lewis I got real early on. That was one of the first ones, I think.
That was the introduction of the hit stick.
Yeah. The Marshall Faulk, I remember, was pretty good. That one was pretty good.
Would you play with your brothers, or would you just franchise mode by yourself for hours?
Both. I think as I got older, probably more of the franchise mode. When I was younger, more like playing with my brothers.
Was it pretty competitive when you would play your brothers, Jordan, or was it you would just blow the brakes off them?
You're talking a long time ago. I don't even know.
Which was the one when they came out with and you'd go through like training camp? I love doing those. Like the tackling drills.
Was that the first one with Vic, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know which one that was.
That one was so fun. You have to do drills and stuff like that. Yeah, those Madden games are sweet.
But I just spend like, you get that, and then it's like, okay, when can I start playing the video games? You know, it's like,
yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to go Nintendo 64. I think this might be one of the best, you know, especially fourth overall. That's a big pick. But like, I got Nintendo 64. My dad and me would play Madden 2000, and Madden was still on the cover in those games, but we would play that forever, and he was always the Cowboys, and with Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman, it was, you know, that was kind of their end years, but like the halfback sweep was just almost impossible to stop in those games, and the juke, you know, with the trigger underneath there, but like, so like Barry Sanders, Eddie George, like it was a good game. And, but 007 GoldenEye was on Nintendo 64.
Yeah, sure.
You know, my mom not liking the blood dripping down the screen after you killed somebody in multiplayer. Donkey Kong, like you said, Phil. A game that people don't really talk about that I think is one of the best is Star Fox. I love Star Fox. And then Smash Brothers. Everyone likes Smash Brothers, and you can still play that on Nintendo Switch.
I was kind of not into Smash Brothers.
I loved it as a kid.
I wasn't into it that much.
And then maybe the ultimate was, getting together with your friends and fam. My uncles, like, we would all get together and play this, me and my cousins. But 007 and then Mario Kart. We would have some serious Mario Kart games. People would fight over who was Toad, who was Yoshi, who was Bowser, you know, stuff like that. So yeah, Mario Kart, all that stuff as a kid. Nintendo 64, that was like the ultimate gift you wanted.
Oh yeah.
You know, and
The 007 game was so money.
And you would go to the store to like get Madden back then.
You would rent them at Blockbuster.
You could rent them at Blockbuster. Yeah. I want to have a Blockbuster.
Man, I remember like, I think we 50, should have 50 bucks for like, oh man, 50 bucks. I got to save up all the money
Madden
to buy the game.
Madden was hey, Madden on Nintendo 64 was 40 bucks. These games are like $65 now.
That's still crazy though. It's only increased like $25.
Well,
bucks.
No, but
it's
there's
stupid
not. And
they're
digital.
Digital.
They're digital now.
So I guess that kind of goes into my next. But like, I think that's fine for me. Like, you own the rights, or
they aren't making like Nintendo.
You don't have something
bucks.
To hold on to, is what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm like, Nintendo, it cost them, I don't know, to make that.
You're just saying they're,
they actually had money into it. Like, we have to make this much money.
The
to
supply, you had to actually
those cartridges.
Make the, the cartridges.
Remember blowing into the cartridges and they weren't worth it. Yep.
It's better for the environment not to have those trends.
Nintendo 64 or Mario 64. That was a good game. Zelda Orcana of Time. That was. The problem
Zelda,
with that,
I never got into Zelda.
Okay, I wanted to get into Zelda. My uncle really liked Zelda. The problem with Zelda was if you were like in first grade, it was just simply way too much reading.
level and your reading level in first grade was probably different.
That. No, like I actually liked reading books, but like when I'm playing a video game, I don't want to have to like go talk to a million people, read. And like, it was too much.
It's for an older audience.
I appreciate the game more now as I'm older. At the time, it was just a lot and it didn't, you know, it was a lot. Zelda. And you had to memorize the songs on his little, it's not a harp. What's that thing he plays?
Flute.
It was like a flute, but it had like five holes and he'd go back and forth. But yeah, Zelda, Seth's like just.
I know
it's
what it
killing
is.
Killing him that he doesn't know.
The tuner, the thing you have to learn in fourth grade.
I didn't know. It was like, the recorder.
Recorder. Yeah, is it the recorder?
Harmonica?
No. It starts. I think it starts with an O, but keep going.
I don't think people are probably like, this is.
Yeah, I don't think
Zelda. Yeah, so it's Nintendo 64. They had those cool green controllers. I never had a green controller. I had a gray controller.
Never had a green.
You never had the green?
I never had the green.
The see-through green, right?
It's called an ocarina.
Yeah, I was close to getting that.
An ocarina.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then,
oh yes,
yeah. Nintendo 64. That's a solid pick there. It could use four controllers. PlayStation could not do four controllers. You had to buy an adapter for PlayStation 2. Yeah. But yeah, Nintendo 64.
I will say, like, we had some legendary games at your house in high school when for Halo and just a variety of different games.
That was 360.
How many people do you think max it got up to?
So we would system link at my house, and we would have four TVs. So we would have 16. We'd have four different teams, and that was like wild, you know, because online wasn't as popular. It was pretty new back then. So system link parties were pretty fun back then.
That was crazy. You know, we'd have people in all different locations sitting down and
you'd have to yell across the house.
To talk trash.
Yeah. No, that was a good time. But all right, Phil, second round, you're up. You just took Xbox last round.
I feel like kind of a nerd going tech stuff here, but like there was nothing better. And I don't know if I'm going to say iPod, but like MP3 player, iPod, all of those, technically they could be outdoors because, you know, you run or whatever.
No. We will give you this as a wild card. We're not giving you this as an outdoor toy. And are we going to say that an MP3 player is a toy? Like, who's going to give one of those?
Are we not going to say that's a toy? Like, I just remember being like so stoked. I think
it's a sweet gift. Would you say that's a toy?
It's not a gift? Okay, we can. I'm okay giving that up.
Yeah.
I'm okay giving it up. Maybe this one won't
count. Would you give that to any of your daughters right now? A Zune or an iPod?
Yeah, but they're all under 10. Like, I'm talking about maybe like I'm 11 or 12.
I think the title is Toy Draft. Is an MP3 player a toy? Okay.
Well, then my next one might not. I don't know. It's
give it anyways. We'll see.
Yeah.
How about, so my outdoor toy? Always loved this. I was going to go with a bike. That's a little bit too easy. It was so fun scootering around town. Oh. Like, scooters were hot when we were.
Razor scooter?
Razor scooters were hot when we were young.
That's a really good one.
They were like.
I got one of those for Christmas. I loved it.
They were in, man. So you get a scooter, you scoot around town. Like, we live in a small town. So like you can get, you know, from the top of Main Street to the bottom.
Did you have one with a wheelie bar?
No, I did not. That was too high tech for me. But you know, you go around jumping things, hang out with your little brother, your friends, whatever it is. Scooters are, I think scooters are still a good gift.
Oh, they're still a good gift. And then,
my wheels didn't light up. I don't know if they had them back then, but like I didn't have those.
Did you ever get into Heelys?
My brother got Heelys when we were kids. I thought they were dumb, but like they made like a resurgence and people think they're awesome. But like, no, I never got Heelys. I never wanted Heelys.
What about soaps? You know, they had. Like
I actually think my brother got soaps and Heelys like back to back years or something
soaps.
Like that.
What are soaps?
They were. Oh no, he didn't get soaps.
They were like Heelys. Shoes, so you could like grind on like.
Yeah.
Like he had, you could run Heelys. And then jump and like grind on the sidewalk.
Yes,
like you'd and it's. It was like soap. They're called soaps because it was kind of like soaps on the bottom, and you would just imagine a world where like someone invented a shoe where you're grinding with your feet. That's just weird. Like a dumb thing. Yeah, like weird. Like
people loved them though.
People loved them. There was we have adults that are coming into their mid 30s wondering why they have back problems. It's like, hey, when you wore soaps and Heelys for like 4 to 5 years of your life, that's probably a good reason why.
There was another one. So like, yeah. In like grammar school, if you had like Heelys, this wasn't me though, but like I had a younger sister and like the cool kids were the ones that had rolling backpacks and Heelys. It's like, you know, like
they could just,
they could just go everywhere they wanted, you know?
Yeah.
But
like the world was their oyster. Like,
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So Seth, you're up next here. Phil, anything else you want to add to scooters? That is a really good pick right there. That is a sneaky second round pick.
No, scooters are money. They're still cool to this day. I think kids still ride them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, my kids ride scooters, but they're little. So it's
scooters are great, man. That is a great gift. You are absolutely right.
All right. So for my second pick, I'm going to take airsoft guns.
Oh Seth, nice. That is a good one.
It's a good one.
Are you talking long range airsoft gun? Or are you talking
When I was growing up, I lived in town, so we didn't play paintball. You'd have to go to arena, you know. If you live out in the country, you probably can play paintball a little bit more.
Because
you don't want to ruin other people's houses and it just wouldn't be smart. So we always played in an alleyway with, you know, these airsoft guns. And whoever got the best airsoft gun at Christmas that year was going to be the new top dog, you know,
exactly,
because if you're stuck out there with a spring fired pistol and someone out there with like a automatic, you know, AR, you're just like, you want to be on that guy's team.
Yeah.
Cause chances are if he runs up and he starts shooting you, you're crying at the end, you know?
Yeah.
So that was always really fun memories, especially as an older kid getting those at Christmas, you know, like when I wanted to do more.
Do you have a favorite gun you remember getting for Christmas? Like I had a nice Desert Eagle and they would tail up and.
Okay, the ones that tailed up always the ones that hurt more. I got a couple cool ones. I remember getting my first like automatic one. I was happy about that. But I remember I got this one shotgun one and it like shot a spray of BBs. Yeah. And man, my friends hated that one.
That's such a good weapon though. How many fist fights were started because of airsoft gun wars? Like I feel like we would like someone would get shot after the whistle was blown. Not really whistle, but like I already got shot, then you shot me again. Like I feel like
People were always mad at each other and people would quit. But it was always then really
they'd be back the next day.
Oh,
but you know what I'm saying? Like there's all when you play airsoft with a bunch of buddies, everyone there's at least five arguments. Even if you play five games, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I am so glad we didn't let Phil go with the iPod because I think what you got with the Razor scooter
was better.
Resonate with people more. Yeah. Like it's better.
Airsoft is actually Airsoft's a really good one. Yeah.
Seth is coming in with a sneaky draft here. Seth, have you ever won a draft?
Well, this is my third draft, so no.
So I should remind you.
My second. I got second last time.
Jordan, what do you got?
I don't know.
Didn't he get? Oh, no, he got second to last in the,
I have not gotten last, so that's good. Yeah.
I don't know if this is considered a toy or not. Like, do you guys consider, like, sports cards toys?
I would say that's, you know, something as a kid. I think that's good.
Yeah, so like, I was going to say, like basketball cards, sports cards. Before that, it was even, like, Pokemon cards.
Yeah, but, like, yeah. I might even go with Pokemon cards over sports cards, honestly. Like, I remember wanting Pokemon cards.
When I was younger, it was Pokemon cards. When I was, like, that's when I was probably, like, 5, 6, 7. When I was like 10, 11, 12, it was more like, that's when I started getting to like basketball cards more.
Did you ever play the Pokemon card game?
No, yeah, that's why I wanted
to. People played at school. Yeah.
People played at school. Mm-hmm. I had a neighbor who we would play we would play like the card game. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with Pokemon cards, actually. Right. I'm going to go with Pokemon cards. Yeah, I think that's more toy too, I think, Pokemon cards.
When you lose, do you lose your cards to the other person?
No, well,
I think they just technically just
they just beat die, you.
I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But then, like, you could trade them at school and stuff like that too.
I wasn't too into it. Like, I
liked it. It was fun. I'm gonna. This is another throwback here, and I just remembered getting this for Christmas and first grade. These were in. Everybody wanted them. Everybody did it at recess. A Yomega. Brain yo-yo.
Oh, yeah.
No idea what you're talking
about. Stay down. They would super
stay
long.
Down and sleep really
and
long.
And you could do like a bunch of like tricks with them. Yeah, I agree. Those were...
No, that was all the rage. That was like 2000, 2001. But yeah, I got a nice Omega brain yo-yo and it would sleep and you could do... I eventually got to the point where I could rock the baby. Is that what it? Rock the cradle.
Yeah.
Walk the dog around the world. Those were about my main tricks. But man, you would just go outside. You'd all be yo-yoing and like the corner together and see who could do the best tricks. Some people could do the one where the yo-yo would go on the rope back and forth. What was that called?
Yeah, I don't know. I want to say railroad, but I don't think that's what it's called.
This draft is really highlighting the age difference between us all.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's what's weird about these drafts because there is 2 years between me and Jordan. There's 2 years between me and Phil. And then Seth, how much younger are you than me? I'm 30. Well,
I'm 23, so.
Yeah, there's a good 6 years between me and Seth.
I'm 9 years older than Seth.
Yeah.
So yeah, there was a lot of tricks, yo-yo tricks. Yeah, here's a yo-yo trick list I'm looking at right here. The sleeper, walk the dog, the elevator, rock the baby, I said, Eiffel Tower, brain twister, trapeze. But yeah, I never, like I had like the sleeper, I could walk the dog around the world. And there was one other one I could do too, but yeah, yo-yos were a lot of fun. You had to get a yo-yo that could sleep and that Omega brain could sleep really good. That's what was so good. And it made that noise where it would like vibrate. Yeah.
Yeah. See, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yo-yos there. So Phil, what do you got next here in the third round?
What? And I actually got to give Seth a shout out. I may have chosen airsoft guns and I also may have chosen Legos. Legos are so fun.
I was hoping Phil to get Legos later. I didn't. You guys don't look like the Lego types in here, if I'm being honest.
Seth definitely looks like the Lego type.
Yeah. Clearly, he's 23 and he's still building.
Yeah, they're on my fireplace. I set them up after every day.
I'm trying to think here what, because it's difficult to know, you know, like what we're going to consider a toy and what we're not going to consider a toy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Can I say jersey?
You could say a jersey.
Like as a throwback? Or is that?
Yeah, a wild card. I think a jersey works.
Yeah, wild card. So like, you know, if you're, you know, when you're a kid and like you have a favorite player, if you get a, yeah, how many videos do you see on social media where you see a kid get their favorite sports player's jersey? Like that would, that's easily like the top.
So you got like Sebastian Janikowski or what?
Because Phil was a Raider fan back then.
Well, even yeah, and or like just like a USC hat. You know what I'm saying? Like any like athlete apparel was like yeah. You're just like then you wear that piece of whatever for like the rest of the year, and by the end of the year it's trash and you need to get a new one. But like I just remember getting athletic apparel and just being like, this is the best stuff ever, you know, and then being like wearing it immediately after Christmas for like the rest of the what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying exactly. Oh, that's a
so,
good one.
Yeah, so like jersey, getting a jersey if it's signed, cool, but that's not even what I'm saying. I remember my younger brother got it. I thought he was so lame for getting this. I hope he listens to us too. Give him a little shout out. But he got a Furby, and I was like, "This is dear."
I never wanted a Furby. I thought those things were so lame.
So dumb. I'm like, dude, why did you, Steve? Why are you getting this? So,
what did they do? Like,
some people
got really into those.
I gave him a little bit of a too hard of a time about it, and then he ended up not.
Some of these are like $200 on eBay. I just looked up.
No, Furby. He was smart. Like he went, you know, he's going to invest his money. He sold his Furby on eBay. That's not true.
No, there were some people who got really into him.
Did anyone here have a Furby?
Absolutely not.
I don't think so. Did
anyone get those like GeoPets?
For what it's worth, I got to give him a pass. I think he was like 7 or 8 when he got it. But even still, I'm like, what? It's like a bird or like some sort of varmint. Like it's not a, I don't know what it is.
it's a Furby. I think a varmint is a nice way of putting what a Furby is.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know what those things are. Anyhow.
What were those? Okay, I'm looking these up. These were in the 90s, that digital pet craze. Do you remember all those?
Oh,
Phil?
Yes. I know exactly.
It was like a keychain.
Yeah.
Was it like a GeoPet?
GeoPet is one. There is also, what was the Bop-It? I just saw Bop-It.
Oh,
Bop-It
was a good one. I got that for Christmas. Oh, here also it is.
It's.
Oh, no, Bop-It was exactly. I was just
Tamagotchi? Tamagotchi?
Tamagotchi.
Yeah. Tamagotchi. Yeah. And those were like you would feed them and then they would talk. Like, I never got into things. I actually, absolutely, like, if people were like brought them to school, I would just walk the other way.
Well, no, and people, you had an egg, you had to hatch it, you had to like feed them. Like,
and it's like people were like, look how far. And I would just be like, I don't care.
Yeah. Then we got Farmville, you know, and. Yeah. Remember the people, how annoying that was when people would like invite you to like Farmville, like join. So
are you talking about like on Facebook?
Well, like on Facebook, people would like send you messages. I told one guy, I was like, hey, I'm going to block you if you send me one more of those. Like it was so
3
annoying.
Years later, he was asking the same question about some like pyramid scheme.
Digimon, digital pets. Nintendo,
Digimon.
Remember the Nintendo Snap game, the Pokemon Snap game where you could like take pictures of Pokemon while you were playing? It really wasn't that fun of a game, honestly.
I don't remember that.
It was called Pokemon Snap, I believe. Hmm. But yeah, so Phil took Furbies in the third round. No, I did not.
What did you take, Phil?
He took jerseys. I took
jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I think I'm going to stick with the sports theme here. So usually around this time of the year in high school, baseball would start in the spring. And I always asked my parents for a new pair of cleats. And usually it's kind of the ones I like wanted. And so I'd always like send the one I wanted to them and they'd always get it for me. So that was always something that I look forward to, at least for my 4 years in high school, is getting new pair of cleats. So
we're going to count it.
We'll count it.
Okay. We're going to count. Is it outdoor?
That is a toy. You use it.
All right. I feel like it's more.
I feel like that's a little more adult life.
It's no different than Phil's jersey for what it's worth. So,
but what about the eye candy?
Oh.
What?
iPad.
I see it's the iPod. Excuse me. I said iPod and everyone said no.
Trent said no. No one else said no.
Well, you guys didn't back me up. I'd love to be with you in a situation where someone accuses me of something I didn't do. And you would just be like, and then I was like,
Jordan would be the worst guy. Yeah. He'd be like, oh, well, you didn't ask me.
I'm just like pleading my case before this person. And then later I'm like, Jordan, you know, I didn't do it. Like, yeah, I know, but I didn't feel like saying anything.
Yeah, you didn't want to put his neck out for you.
Yeah.
You didn't ask me, Phil. That's your fault. All right.
Jordo.
What, he's a take Furby. I
wouldn't take the Bop-It. I feel like that should just be mentioned, but yeah. I have an outdoor left, and I don't really think that's outdoor. So, I mean, I took the wild card. Okay. Was the
Bop-It is a great,
such a good game.
I got so good at that.
It was awesome. I'm going to go with just like, we're kind of keeping the, I think this is more of a toy than Seth's baseball cleats, but, like there's nothing.
Now he turns on you. Yeah. Now he turns on you. Yeah, now he turns on you. For he had your back initially, and then he turns on you.
No, I vividly remember like getting the first basketball hoop, and that was like a big deal. Like, you know, the first outdoor like actual like 10-foot basketball hoop, and looking back on it, like that's not a cheap Christmas gift either. You know, like that's an expensive like Christmas gift. I think I was probably like in third grade. So like, yeah, first like outdoor basketball hoop, 10-foot, like, yeah, there, I don't know. That's pretty.
Yeah.
That was a pretty like big, cool gift for me that I remember.
Were you and your brothers wheeling it out to the street, or where would you use it?
It was in the backyard at first. And then we moved it into the front like driveway.
Okay. Oh, I remember when you had that there. I think.
No, I'm talking about when I lived in Fresno.
Oh, okay.
So no, that's a good one. Do you ever get one of those door hoops? Like love getting a door hoop as a kid.
No,
like,
we got one of those door hoops. Sorry, tell your story.
Yeah, I got a Vince Carter Basketball Challenge door hoop, and it was a lot of fun. And it'd say like Tomahawk Slam.
Vince Carter's.
Yeah, that was before challenge. Like that was not
basketball. We had one at our house up until like high school just for fun, and we would just like shoot hoops. And Trent would always come over to our house and turn it on.
Do you remember that? I'd watch UFC fights and basketball games. I just put my hand up, and because it was on the door, and I just flip the switch and say Vince Carter, and I just go on and on. Vince Carter's basketball challenge.
And then by the end of it, everyone just wanted to kill the guy.
Surprisingly, everyone wanted to kill me before a party was over. You know, I'm sure that's a complete shock to all of our listeners. But those door hoops were cool. All right, to wrap this draft up. I'm going to go with laser tag.
Oh, that's a good one.
Laser tag.
What do you mean?
You can buy like the
vest.
Yeah, you can buy a vest.
That's not everything I ever did.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was like, and it was the good one. So it was like the full vest. So it had the front and the back. And we would play in my grandma's house. And it was like, it was a lot of fun. And they would like bounce off mirrors and stuff. And like window would bounce off.
Wow, those were like high-end ones.
They were high-end ones. And it was a ton of fun playing laser tag with all my uncles and cousins Christmas. Mm. It was a good time.
And you could play for hours. Laser tag is like one of those things you play for a lot. Go ahead.
No, it was just a blast. I remember I'm talking like 7 years old. That was just the coolest thing ever. And it was the one where like the chest, it would light up on your stomach and your shoulder pads and whatever. And you could have teams and the guns were attached.
Would it vibrate too? Those are good.
And I don't think they make sets like that are good anymore.
No, they don't. I don't think so, at least.
Because then there was a set that only had it on the gun. You know, like they kind of skimped out on the laser tag. And then just, you know, remember going to like those Laser Quest places? Oh, those
were
so
fun. Yeah, those were fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
I was so bad at it, but it was fun.
They were so fun. And it was just, you know, it was all white light. They did the white light. Do you know what I'm surprised didn't get picked in the same vein as both of you and Seth is Nerf guns?
I thought about saying Nerf guns. I thought about saying Nerf guns.
That was super popular like late 2000s.
Yeah, I love Nerf guns. It was huge. Yeah, Nerf guns.
I might get one for myself this Christmas.
Yeah. Just like, you need to get one of those connected ones where you can like hit your remote and pull it closer to you or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Like a plunger gun.
Exactly.
No, Nerf guns are really good. I'm surprised Seth or Jordan, maybe not Jordan, like Seth didn't say like Hot Wheels.
I was never into Hot Wheels.
I think that was more popular when I was a kid, were Hot Wheels.
Yeah, Hot Wheels. And some people just left them in their packaging. Like, to me, if you're getting a toy, it's not staying in the package.
Absolutely not. What about like G.I. Joes? Did anyone get into G.I. Joes?
Oh, yeah. Here? When I was a kid, I had a bunch of G.I. Joes.
I just didn't want to put it on the draft board. I was afraid I'd get made fun of and ridiculed. Yeah.
No, G.I. Joes are cool, man. It's they're all, you know, military. You can get the sniper ones.
Oh, yeah.
Different weaponry.
Yeah, I almost said smoke gun. You know, those were cool. Those little pump action smoke toy guns. They were pretty cool.
Smoke gun.
Yeah.
It's like a pop gun.
Yeah, you could actually dip the barrel in dirt and it would look like it smoked. I don't know if that's why they intended But yeah, Nerfs. One that I thought about saying, that Michael Vick football.
Oh,
I got this one here. You could flip it open and actually draw plays.
Oh, that's cool.
That was cool.
The Nerf one that had like the
tail.
The tails.
Yeah. You felt like you could throw farther than Jamarcus Russell with those things. Like, and it would whistle.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's anything.
Actually,
else.
That would have been a good pick. That Nerf. And it was made by Nerf.
It was made by Nerf.
Yeah. I forgot about the Nerf football.
Nothing Nerf in here. I honestly think we could almost do a draft similar to this every Christmas and we could just say, don't use what you did before. And it wouldn't be that.
You might be even able to say Nerf, like Nerf swords. Nerf has so much.
Nerf swords are a lot of fun. You could hit people as hard as you want with one of those.
Oh, yeah. And they may not be mad at you.
They may not. They may not.
It's a coin toss.
I'm going to go try it later. No. But I think that's about does it, guys. It's been a fun draft. It's always fun doing these, but no one wants to add anything else. We're good here.
No.
Vote for me.
Yeah, I got my ugly Christmas sweater on that's a little snug.
Seth's vying
camera
for,
adds 5 pounds
votes
on
here.
YouTube. So, yeah, it's absolutely Seth. But anyways, guys, we will see you on Monday. And as always, take care.
This has been another episode of the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast. Remember to rate, review, and follow. For more information, go to www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. And remember, we are sorry for absolutely nothing.